Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Sensemaker.
Hi, I'm Nimmo and this is The Sensemaker, one story every day to make sense of the world. Today, the story of Boris Johnson's second home and how here at Tortoise, we think we can show that the Prime Minister broke lockdown rules just moments after he set them for everyone else. You may or may not know that a Prime Minister doesn't just get the flat above Downing Street as their home when they're elected to run the country. They also get access to Chequers, a manor house in the Buckinghamshire countryside. Leaders can make use of the second home as they like, and Boris Johnson and his wife, Carrie Johnson, are no exception. Chequers has been at the heart of a mystery for us at Tortoise, because back in June 2020, we got a tip-off. We were told Boris Johnson and his wife Carrie had made use of the second home at rather a surprising time, the start of the first lockdown when you weren't supposed to travel. And last week, we finally got the truth, that the Prime Minister broke his own COVID rules to commute to Chequers. So what happened? And why did it take 18 months for the truth to come out? Let's go back to March 2020. We're all learning to wear masks and use hand sanitizer.
Now is the time for everyone to stop non-essential contact with others and to stop all unnecessary travel.
That was Boris Johnson speaking on the 16th of March. A week later, the government made it clear that this included no travel to second homes. And on the 23rd of March 2020, the Prime Minister made that famous TV announcement about the very first national lockdown.
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home. Because the critical thing we must do to stop the disease spreading between households.
That announcement was watched by 27 million people. It was the first time a Prime Minister had addressed the nation since Tony Blair committed British forces to the invasion of Iraq in 2003. So what did Boris Johnson do after finishing his historic pre-recorded address? After telling the rest of the country to stay at home, we believe the Prime Minister then did the exact opposite. He got in his car and travelled the 41 miles from his flat in Downing Street to his country house in Chequers. We put this to Downing Street and they don't deny it. We've given them plenty of opportunities. So how did we get to the bottom of this story?
So the story actually starts before I was even working at Tortoise, back in June 2020.
This is Lara Spirit, a reporter at Tortoise. When a source first told us that the Johnsons had used Chequers against the rules in March 2020, we asked Downing Street, and they said they hadn't. Fast forward 18 months, and Partygate is in full flow.
The British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, facing huge political pressure, has admitted that he was at a party in the garden of Downing Street, gathering at least during the first lockdown in May 2020, but he claimed it was a work event.
When the whole country was locked down, he was hosting boozy parties in Downing Street.
Yes.
Is he now going to do the decent thing and resign?
Yes.
So we returned to the story and Lara got to work. First, we asked Downing Street about the period between the 16th of March to the 27th of March, when the country was being told to stay at home. We asked them more than once, actually. Did Boris Johnson go to Chequers during this time as we'd been told he did? This time, we got no denials, but instead, a lot of obfuscation.
At this stage, we decided to publish what we knew. The Johnsons were alleged to have moved between Chequers and Downing Street, that this happened around the time or just before both of them tested positive with COVID, and that members of the Chequers staff got sick around the same time.
After we published that story last week, Number 10 called us back. They finally confirmed that actually, yes, the Prime Minister had commuted during that period, but we still didn't know exactly how many times and when he'd travelled between his two homes. So we started picking at the details and looking at Carrie Johnson's movements more closely.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We had another series of back and forth with Downing Street. Over the weekend, we were told different stories about where Carrie Johnson had been. First, we were told she'd spent more than a week in March 2020 at Chequers, uninterrupted, without going back to Downing Street at all. Her office told us she'd done that to minimise social contact. She was, of course, heavily pregnant at this time. But then we asked them about an Instagram post she'd made.
So there's this photo of Carrie lying on a bed with her dog Dylan, and the caption is, "Self-isolating with this one." Posted to her Instagram on 26th of March 2020, when I was told she was in Chequers. So I sent this photo over for confirmation. I got a new response. Now they say she travelled to London on the 24th of March for an evening scan, spent the night in Downing Street, and then went back again to Chequers, then returning to Downing Street for the final time on the 28th of March.
It's quite a different story to uninterrupted time at Chequers. And it's important because after coming back to Downing Street, Carrie Johnson began feeling unwell and tested positive for COVID. And around the same time, Chequers closed because of COVID. We have one more important question remaining. As I said at the beginning, we think Boris Johnson made his famous lockdown speech on the 23rd of March 2020, telling everyone to stay at home, and travelled to Chequers very soon afterwards. But the press office in 10 Downing Street still won't tell us what time he made that journey. It matters, because if it's true, it's a glaring example of the Prime Minister not playing by the rules he was setting for the rest of us. We want to know what time he went and when his other trips to Chequers around this time were. Remember, the PM got COVID on the 27th of March, so for these days that we're looking at, he was most likely infectious. It may not be the only time Boris Johnson has been guilty of breaking his own COVID rules, but it looks as if it might be the first. And there are some other important questions we need to get to the bottom of.
So we still don't know why the PM and Mrs. Johnson considered Chequers more safe for Carrie, who was heavily pregnant at the time. It makes little sense when so much shuttling took place, and of course seems even more illogical when staff at Chequers came into contact with the pair and later tested positive.
What we do know is that Boris Johnson asked one thing of the public and then did another himself. We know that he commuted between his second home and Downing Street after telling the rest of the country to stop non-essential travel and then stay at home altogether. And we know that even when pushed repeatedly, the Downing Street operation has been determined to cover up the movements of a leader who, increasingly, seems to have nowhere left to hide. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. If you enjoyed today's episode, we'd love for you to share it with a friend. Today's Sensemaker was written by Lara Spirit and produced by Ella Hill.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.